Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Mem, and we are on Lamed Tes Amad Beis. We will start with the second wide line of Tanya, Biker Cholim, but just one ha'ara on the end of yesterday's shir. We spoke about the drasha that the Gemara relates to the story of Moshe and Korach, which we quoted earlier to as the source for Biker Cholim, as a remez, Le Biker Cholim in HaTorah. There are other sources for Biker Cholim in HaTorah. The Rambam quotes, hopefully we'll talk about it another time, the Makar of Vahashivosolo, right, an unusual Makar, for, and that we're not sure exactly what the source is, but the Rambam quotes in the Pirush Mishnayos right here, Vashivosolo. We'll have to get to that by Hashem later in the parak. But the Gemara quoted the Makar of Biker Cholim from Korach. So the Gemara Darshan Apostle in Chabakuk, relating to that story, where it says the sun and the moon were Amad Zvula. So the Gemara said, what were they doing in Zvul? That's not one of the area of the heavens that they usually are. So the Gemara says that they went to complain that they wanted to stand up for Moshe's covet. Hashem says, but what do you mean? What about for my covet? They wanted to stand up for Hashem's covet. And Hashem therefore forces them to go every day, even though there were many that were mishtachavim v'karim to the sun and the moon. Right? So this Gemara is one of those that one could relate to the issue of what type of da'as, what type of knowledge or self-knowledge do the upper constellations have. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, in Perek Gimel, Kol ha-kochavim b'halgalgalim, ku'ulam ba'alei nefesh v'deya v'haskel heim. All the stars and the luminaries, they are all ba'alei nefesh and deya and haskel. They have some type of das. Not das like humans have, but they have some type of das. They recognize Hashem. They are alive, and they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kalechad ve'echad, lefi gadlo, ulefi ma'alato. And according to each of their greatness and qualities, they are mishabchim umufarim liotram kamoa malachim. Just like the angels are mishabeach umufa'er Hashem, like we say in Davening, so too are all of the constellations. Ukishem shemakir mes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach makir mes atzman. So it's just like they recognize Hashem, they also have self acknowledgement. Umakir mes ha-malachim shalom alamihem, and they also recognize the malachim who are above them. V'das ha-kochavim v'ha-galgalim me'uta midas ha-malachim u'gedola midas b'nei ha-adam. Their seichel, their das, is a deeper quality than human das, and a lower quality, a looser quality, a more diluted quality than the malachim. Again, we might say, oh, the sun has das, oh, you're right. We can't understand that. But we have to look at it just as if you ask an animal to try to understand human intellect. It's impossible, because an animal is an animal, and they can't see beyond. They can't understand beyond who's above them. So it could be the same thing that we as humans cannot understand what's above us. And we have to be humble enough to realize that we don't understand everything. And the Rambam says that the sun and the moon and the stars all have a certain type of das above ours. Interesting, the Pirush right here on the first, on the third parak of Yesod HaTorah, we don't have a Kesef Mishnah. We don't have a Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah starts in the fourth parak of Yesod HaTorah. The third parak here, at the end of the fourth parak, that's where he starts. But the third parak here has just a pirush. So if you look at the pirush here, he asks, how does the Rambam know that they are ba'alei das? So he says, because they have an orbit. They don't just go by gravity. They don't just go down. They have an orbit, even though gravity, as we know, connects, but that's what that's his proof. That he says for the Rambam, Yadoza mitnua sam, shezua tnua I efshar tetia tiv'it, kitnua sa even lamata, v'ha ish lamala. It's not just fire going up and a stone going down. Shamis noeya b'tznua tiv'it, what we call gravity. Kishiyagia l'makom shiyasvi manu pehachrech yanuach v'hagagal sovev tamid ve'inonach. It goes back to the way it came. V'gam ein tznua so k'tznua sachai she'enu misnoeya ela kadei shiyakarev midavar shenehenem imenu o yisrachik midavar sheyazik lo. And it's not like an animal who goes straight towards something that it desires and straight away from something that gives it that it feels is dangerous. V'hagagal ain't nuaso al zuhatsura shaharea peyash mimenu yasuve leha yashumiyad. It goes into the type of orbit. Hilkach lo tnei tnuaso el tnua chashukit. Right, it is a tnua out of its own personal desire. Vazelo tia el bali nefesh v'seichel v'chulu. And he And he continues. Again, that doesn't mean that, do they have Bechira? They might not have Bechira, as some sources say. Bechira, does the son of Bechira chashes not to shine? Well, you read this Gemara, it kind of sounds like they do. Right? They didn't want to go shine until Hashem forces them. But that could just mean that Hashem set them up in a way that they don't really have a choice. Don't really have a choice. Again, there's a message being, told to us here. Not that we have to take, as we know, everything so seriously with the sun and the moon, and the sun and the moon arguing with Hashem about the Ma'oros, but that's an important Rambam to be aware of. Again, Paragimel, Halacha Tes in Yisodi HaTorah. Okay, let's continue second wide line. Tanya, Biker Cholim, Ein La Shir. There is no Shir for Biker Cholim. Like Dvarm She'ein Lahem Shir, Biker Cholim is one. Ma Ein La Shir, what does that mean? Sarev Yosef Ameimar Ein Shir L'Matan Schara. So we thought to say it means there is no Shir for the Matan Schara, the reward that we will get for Biker Cholim. There is no Shir for that. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says back, V'chol to Rav Yosef, V'chol mitzvos mi yesh Shir L'Matan Schara. What? Biker Cholim is different? There's Schar for all other mitzvos? But didn't we learn in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Havizayir b'mitzvah kala k'vachamura? One has to be careful by light mitzvos and more serious mitzvos. Why? She'en ata yodea, matan scharen, shel mitzvos. Because we have no idea about the levels of mitzvah. So what do you mean? Oh, this says no shir. We don't know any shir of any mitzvah. Right? They're all a package. So what does that mean? En ata yodea, and Biker Cholim is unique. As compared to all the other mitzvahs. What is its uniqueness, ask Abaya. So, it says the Gemara, Ela Amra, Abaya says, let me give you the pshat, what I think Ein Lashir means. Not L'matan Schar, but Afilu Gadol Eitzel Katan. It means even a great person, a high person, has to go visit someone who is, so to speak, in a lower strata of society. Afilu Gadol Eitzel Katan. Right, that's the halacha, right? The Sheet of Bukhubetza says, Lu'umat, right, to contrast that with, let's say, Hashavas Aveda, where we have Pa'amim Sha'ata Misalem, Vesalamta Mehem, so Biker Cholim is not like that. Biker Cholim is Afilu Gadol Eitzel Katan. Rava Amar, Afilu Mehem Pa'amim Bayom, even many times a day, it's not once in your Yotzei. Whatever the Cholim needs, even many times a day, still, we say that is a Chiyav. And that's what it means, Ein La Shir. Stop there for a moment. There's an important Rambam in Pirkei Avos, on that Mishnah of Havizar Kemitzvah Kala Kavachamura, the Rambam says 2 points. Number one, the Rambam says that one should be aware that this only applies to Aseis, not to Los Aseis. Los Aseis, we do know, Matan Onesh Shel Averos. When it says Matan Scharen Shel Mitzvos, and therefore we have to be Zara by all of them, that's by the Aseis, by the Los Aseis. If you have a choice to do an Asei Sheish Bo Kares and Asei Sheish Bo Lav, you obviously know what to do. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, Ma'achilinoso Hakal Hakal. You try to do the lesser of the Averos. Writes the Rambam, V'hu Shatora Kula, Mimena Mitzvos Asei, and Mimena Mitzvos Los Aseis. Amna Mitzvos Los Aseis, Be'era Kasuf, Ha'onesh Al Kolachas Mehen. The Torah says the onesh of all of them, milvad hamaat mehem, except for a few, very few, but most of them we know the onesh. The chayav al ksasam hamisos vi al ksasam hakares umisa b'dei shemayim umalkus. And the Rambam goes through. There are eight levels. The Rambam says of onshim, skilos reva harakhanek. That's the top four. Misas bezdin. Number five, kares. Number six, Misa b'dei Shamayim. Number seven, Malkus. Number eight, Lavin, that you don't get Malkus for whatever reason, in terms of Lavshein b'maisa and Lavin itik lase and all of those. Ume elo hamadregos neida chomer havon v'kaluso. And so when it comes to Mitzvahs lo saaseh, you know whichever level of eight this appears on, then you know that. You know the chumra of Averos. Avol mitzvah saseh, lo hispires char kolachas mehen, mahi yitz l'Hashem yizbarach. But mitzvah saseh, you don't know. V'kol zeh, kedei shelo neida eza mitzvah tzarech ma'od l'shamra, ve'eza mitzvah l'mate emena. So we don't know. Hashem doesn't want us to know. Avol tziva lasos inyin ploni uploni, v'lo hodiya schare eza mishneem, yoser gadol eza l'Hashem yizbarach. Omer b'nei zeh, tzarech lihizar aleyem kulam. That's why it's a package deal. Right? The Medrash even gives a mashal that a king has a forest that he wants his servants to take care of the forest. And in the forest, there are all different types of trees. There's apple trees and there's cherry trees and there are pear trees and all different types. So if the king told the people what costs the most money, where he gets the most profit, which fruit, then only work on those trees. And they'll leave the whole forest, you know, without work. But he doesn't say anything. So therefore, they work on all the fruit. They're not told. And in that way, the whole orchard and the whole forest is taken care of. That's the package of mitzvos. Hashem doesn't tell us because he wants us to do all of them. And the Rambam says that's the basis also for various halachic principles. For example, the Rambam says, if I'm involved in one mitzvah, I don't stop to do another one. Why not? Maybe the other one is much more important. Maybe it's a chomer one. The answer is, well, we don't know. Right, the Gemara, even the Rishonim, even discussed in Sukkah and Brachas, what about Osig B'mitzvah D'Rabbanan? Does that patra a mitzvah D'Araisa? What about if you're Osig B'mitzvah Sarashus? Does that patra a mitzvah Chiyuvis? Right, different sugyas and topics within that. But that's the Rambam says. The whole basis is because of Einat HaYodea. We built the Hakasha bein HaMitzvah Shehu Misasik Bo ubein HaCheres Asher Tibatzi Mimenu. Unless it's a mitzvah that's going to get lost. Okay, also the Rambam says, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. Right, if you're about to do one mitzvah and you have a mitzvah in your hand, so even though there are other reasons that you might have done the other mitzvah first, doesn't matter. If you have your talis in your hand before you, if you have your tefillin in your hand before your talis, you put on your tefillin first. Even though the usual halacha is ma'alin bakodesh, you do your talis first, but ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos, and therefore if you have your till in your hand first, because she's daming l'cha ma'isa mitzvah, lo tavireu, v'tanicheu lasos mitzvah acheres, that is the Rambam on, we have to realize that we don't know the matan schar shel mitzvos. It continues, but that's why we have to do every mitzvah in the books. That's what our Gemara quoted here. So how can you say Bikur Cholim does not have a shir? All mitzvahs don't have a shir. So that's why Abaye and Rava had the machlokas, whether it's gadol etzel katan or it is even 100 times a day. Amar Rabbi Yochai bar Chanina, kolam avaker chole notel echad mishishim b'tzaro. Or mechalyo, anyone who's a mevaker, a chole, who visits the sick, takes 1/60th of his illness. The Gemara and the Brachas talks about that some things are 1/60th of something else. Sleep is 1/60th of death, and a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. The chulu, 60. 60 is always a unit. So the beak, a mevaker, chole, takes 1/60th. Amri le, they said to Rav Acha bar Chanina, im kein le'alun shisid v'lukma. So why don't you just send in 60 people? They'll at least take 1/60th, and the person will be healed. So Amarleh, he says, no, it's not that easy. Ki iser yasa de Bei Rebbe. No, it means like the tenth of Bei Rebbe. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Uba Ben Gilo. And it only applies to a Ben Gilo. What is a Ben Gilo? So, a couple of pshatim in the Rishonim. The Ron says, born under the same mazel. Born under the same mazel. Like the Gemara in Shabbos, if you're born under Madim, if you're born under this, born under the same mazel. If you look in the Mefarish says, same general age group. Bachur Kamoso Ozakain Lizakain. Right, different age group. And the Meiri just says it means a good friend. Either way. So it has to be a Ben Gilo, that's one limit. And it also said, like Yisuyasa, the Bei Rebbe, so 60 is not going to work. Did Tanya, why? We have this back in Ksubis. Rebbe Omer, Bas Hanizonis. We know Chazal made a Dindarabanan that a father should give, or brothers that the father died, should give a certain amount of money for the daughter to take as a dowry when she gets married. How much? Isur yasa, isur nechasim. 10% of the assets. So Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, basin izonis minechse achin, no tell us isur nechasim, a daughter or a sister who takes from the brother the property, the estate, takes isur nechasim, a tenth. Amru lo the Rebbe, they said to Rebbe, l'dvarecha, according to you, misha yeshlo eser banos, uben, if somebody has 11 children, 10 daughters and a son. Einlo the ben b'vakam banas klum. So you're going to tell me that if the son gets nothing, because each of the daughters take 10%, there's nothing left. There's 10 daughters. They each take 10%, so the son's going to get nothing. So Amar Lan, Rebbe says, no. It means 10% of what's left. Rishona no telas isu nechasim. Shniya b'masha shayre. Right, the second one takes from what's left. Shlish is b'masha shayre. And then after each of them take 10% of what's left, then you put it back all in the pot. V'chozos v'chokos b'shava, and they each get 10% of that. That's how you figure it out, and the rest of it goes to the son as Yerusha. So it means 10% of what's left, like we know by the Meisers, right? Meiser Rishon is 10% of what's left after Truma, right? Meiser Sheni, right? It's everything. It's like Yisur Yasa de Bei Rebbe. So to hear the Mevaker gets 10% or takes away 10% of what is left. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, he quotes that he heard the pshat that people have said, nearly vadai, de ena kavana, sheyikach echan mishisha menachol lios nidvak bazeh hamavaker. When it says you take away 10%, it doesn't mean that it goes to the mavaker, now the mavaker gets sick. That's not what it means, that you take away 10% for yourself. It just means that it evaporates, right? 10% evaporates. Dezeyef shelios b'teva. Number one, it's impossible that that always happens. But od mitzvahs biker chol and mitzvah yikara she echan midvarim shadam al chaper soim ba'olam hazeh ba'kein kiyam shalom haba. This is one of the most precious mitzvos. Ve'ech yitachin she'yelo hezek mizeh. How is it possible that one will be damaged like this in this way that they'll get that hezek? Acha kavana. It just means as follows. Machva shehu ben gilo magia tsar lenafsho. If you're Ben Gila, which either means a good friend, or you were born around the same time, or you're under the same mazel, so you feel his pain more. You realize, oh my God, that could be me. You realize that he's in a bad state, and therefore you feel his pain. And once you feel his pain, va'oz al yedei hatzar hazeh hamagia lenefesh hamavaker yisulku menachol echan mishishim menachol yishabo. Why? Why? Just because I feel his pain. Should he get better? Ki hatzar sheyagia la'acherim yesh bo koach yoter lohagino lachaper. Because the tzar that others feel have power to bring atonement. Why? So that could go based on other sources that tell us that there's only supposed to be pain a certain amount in this world. If I take some pain, so Hashem, who is the ultimate in terms of tzaddik v'yashar, who he'll say, oh, so and so is not supposed to be in pain from this. I have to make him better. That's how they say it works with a gadol, with a leader, with a rebbe that somebody goes to daven for them. How does that work? The rebbe, the leader, has magical powers. The Ramban even quotes this in Yisro, right? Already very early minhag of going to daven for needs to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what? It's magic? The answer is no. But if it's tzaddik, if the Rebbe has pain, so and he has a special connection with Hashem, Hashem might say, I don't want this Rebbe to be in pain. I don't want him to be Bitsaris. And that's how the person might be able to be healed quicker with the tfilos of the tzaddik, of the gadol. Okay, let's continue. So that is the line of taking away 1/60. It also can mean just pashtus, that when somebody goes to visit somebody, they make the sick person feel better. Right? I know people care about me. I know I have a stronger will right now. They give me chizik. So that's what how it can be explained. No da'achem ishishim. They help me out. They do something for the cholet. So therefore, one should always be careful with the mitzvah of biker cholim to always make sure it is done. What if somebody is in a situation where they have some type of contagious illness? So there are limitations, right? That gets into the issue of nichnas. Putting yourself into a suffix sakana in order to save someone. Is this like saving somebody from a vade sakana? The Gemara says, you're saving them, you're taking away some of their illness. 1/60, right? The Gemara tells us in Ksubis, at the end of the seventh parak or so, that Rav Shub ben Levi used to go to the Baalei Ra'atan, to those who had some type of affliction that all the other Amorayim didn't go to. So you see from there that maker, then you don't have to. But Rav Shua ben Levi went above and beyond, and that's why he was zochet to have the Malach HaMavis come to him and say, it's time, and he said, I'm not ready, and he asked him to show him his place in Gan Eden first. That's the other psubis, Tafayin Zayin, in terms of visiting someone who even has a certain type of illness that is contagious. Good. Says the Gemara, let's continue. Last line. Rebbe Rav Chalbo, Chalash. Rav Chalbo got sick. Nafak, and I said yesterday, the Dharam has many, many Shas topics, and it's somewhat underrated, so afterwards somebody told me that there's a story that is told, that Rav Yisrael Salanter, a comment, really. Rav Yisrael Salanter once said, Olam Haba, all I need is a Shtender and a Meseches Nedarim. That's the Lashon. So that's the story, maybe he also, he for sure recognized the uniqueness of an Nedarim and how it is jam-packed after we already had Ksubis, which was Shas Katan, so Nedarim is no slouch right behind Ksubis. Rav Chalbo Chalash, Nafak, Achriz Rav Kahana, Rav Chalbo Boyish. So Rav Chalbo was sick and Rav Kahana got up and made an announcement. Rav Chalbo is sick, Rav Chalbo is sick. Lo Ika de Kaasi, right, there's no one that's going to visit him. Amar Lahu, Lo Kachay Amaisa. He said to them, wasn't the following story the importance of Bikur Cholim? But Talmud Echan Mitalmid Rabbi Akiva, Shechala, Right? There was one student of Rabbi Akiva that got sick. I guess maybe this was, I don't know if it was before or after the 24,000, but there was one that got sick. Lo nichlesu chachamim lebakro. The chachamim did not go visit him. V'nichles lo Rabbi Akiva lebakro. Rabbi Akiva went in. He himself, the Rebbe, went in. U'bishvil shekibdo v'ribso lefanav chaya. And because they swept and they cleaned and they sprinkled, like the days of old, they used to sprinkle water on dust floors in order to keep the dust down. Because they did all this chaya, the Talmud was able to live. Who did this for who? So the Shema Kubetzis here says that Rabbi Akiva commanded them to do this for the Talmud. Right? And we learn from here. This is the source. That when one goes to be mevaker chole, one has to try to do something physical for the chole. That's why Rav Moshe said yesterday that bigger chole bali de telephone is impossible to be the complete full mitzvah. Right? You can't, it's not b'shleimusa, because you can't do something physically, even if you talk to the doctors, even if you can't do something physically for the patient unless you're there. So you do the best you can. Do the best you can, like we said yesterday also in the Gemara and Aman Aleph, that if you're Mudra and Asa, you ask for him, you see how he's doing. You do whatever you can. But that's the Shita. Others say that they did it with Kavod Rabbi Akiva. The Meiri quotes a Deya that it was with Kavod Rabbi Akiva. And Memela, he got better, but you still learn from there. It wasn't that Rabbi Akiva himself commanded it. Either way, he got better. Amrale Rabbi Achitani. And so the Talmud says to Rabbi, wow, you have brought me alive. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva v'darash, kol mi she'im mevaker cholim, ki'ilu shofech damim. He says, anyone who's not mevaker chol, as if he shofech damim. You see from here, the possibilities and the abilities of a mevaker to make a chola better, so therefore you have such a responsibility, and if somebody's not mevaker chola, ki'ilu shofech damim. The Rivash has a tshuva, Talmud of the Ran, the Rivash has a tshuva where he discusses whenever you have these ki'ilus, he always says, you don't have to take them so literally. Ki'ilu shofech damim. If somebody does zamavaka chola, Bez is not going to give him one of the dalamisos. Ki'ilu shofech damim. So you have to know, says the Rivash, that many times Chazal are just emphasizing the seriousness of something, but they don't literally mean that this is should be taken literally. The Rivash in Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph. Derech ha-chachamim la-haflig ba-hagdolas ha-avonos k'dei she-yishmar adam mehi kashel bohem. He says, for example, Mesechet Arachin, Kol Mesaper Lashin Hara, Magdil Avonos Kineged Shalosh Averos, Gili Arai Shrichas Lama Vodazara. Literally. Right, if I say Lashin Hara, it's terrible, but that's like the big three, it's not like I murdered somebody. That's if I did Avodazara. No. Number two, Nidarim, quotes our Gemara, Kol Shein Mavakar Zachola Kilu Shofech Damim, or Rebbe Lazar in Perika Oreg in Shabbos, Akorea Begadah Bechamaso, right, Yiyu Beinecha Kovin Avodazara. Hayomer Adam be'elu v'chayotzei b'hem yehari val yavar. You're going to say yehari val yavar by saying lashon hara, by somebody says, you can't be mevaker chola. Halakha l'meimar. Right, you can't say that. So it must be, all the ki'ilus are not meant to be taken so literally, says the Rivash. There are some, like there are many of these, like the Gemara in Shabbos, if the Talmud Chacham has a stain on his shirt, ki'ilu chayev, nischayev misa. So there are many. There are those, some Rishonim, that at least in some of the contexts, take it pretty seriously. Some take it pretty seriously. Tosfos and Sota ask an amazing question. We touched on this in other contexts. Tosfos asks in Sota, the Vyunim Abase, if it's true that embarrassing somebody is so terrible that it's better to put yourself into a fiery furnace instead of embarrassing somebody, and you learn from Yehuda and Tamar, and you learn from Mar Ukva, the story in Ksubis, when he didn't want to give the Ani to know that he was giving him stakas, he ran away with his wife, and he eventually jumped into an oven. So, ask Tosfos, if that's true, so why isn't it listed with the big three? It should be the big four. The big three plus Mevayish Pnei Chavero. Says Tosfos, V'nireh, haidelo chashiv lei, bahadi gimel avero, she'in omdim b'frei pikuach nefesh, avodas kochavim v'gili arayas, v'shvichas damim. So what would the Rivash answer? Oh, come on, don't take it so seriously. That's what the Rivash would say. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, Mishum da averas halbanas panim, Eina mefureshes batora, velo nakat ela averos hamefurashos. Tosfos says, sounds like he says, inachinami. It should be one of the big three. If somebody says, embarrass so and so in public, or I'll kill you, it sounds like from Tosfos that we have to be embarrassed, right? We don't set the Shlomo Zalman, I think, as a tshuva and others. Okay, we don't paskin this way, lemaisa lemaisa. But it shows the seriousness. There's a day out there. Rabbeinu Yonah also in the Shari Tshuva has a different answer. He says maybe it's included in shofech shvichas damim. It's included in that. So here too, it is, says Tosfos, it's not mentioned, but it's not mafurish, but in a chinami, it sounds like it applies. That's against this attitude of the Rivash of not taking the ki'ilus literally. So that is the important Rivash against Tosfos and Sota, Rabbi Yonah, and others. Let's continue. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, as we have many statements of Rav Dimi, after he came, Omar, he mentioned, Kol HaMavaker Es HaChole, Gorem Lo SheYichya. Anyone who visits the sick causes them to live, as we just saw from Rabbi Akiva. V'kol She'ena Mavaker Es HaChole, Gorem Lo SheYamus. If anybody who's not Mavaker Cholim, he causes them to die. What does that mean? What do you mean causes them to die? Because you didn't help them? Okay, maybe that's grumma. If you say they could have lived longer if you would have gone, because like you could have swept the floor, you could have helped them out, and you didn't, that's grumma. It sounds like something a little more direct, though. Gorem Moshe Yamus. So my grumma. So Ilema Kala Mavaker Es HaChole Mavaker Shel HaRachman SheYichya. Does it mean that if somebody's Mavaker Chole, then they daven for the person that he should live? V'chol She'ein Mavaker Es HaChole. If anyone doesn't, Mavaker Chole. That's the opposite. He will daven that the person should die. Is that true? You don't want people like that. It's just because you're not there doesn't mean you're going to ask it, want him to die. Rather, what does it mean? Ella kol she'ein mevaker chola, ein mevakish shel rachmim lo she'yichye v'lo she'yamus. No, if somebody's not there, so you're just not going to daven at all. So if somebody's not going to daven at all, so then memela, that is causing them to die, because if we have the power of tefillah to get this person to live more, the unbelievable koach tefillah that we have, so, and we squander it, and we don't use it, so then we have to realize the stakes that are up. And if we don't daven for the person, so then something is going to be caused negatively, and it is up to us to stand up and make sure that we daven for them. And if we're not mavaker chola, as we're going to see later on, part of the ikar of Hashem in a minute, part of the ikar part of the mitzvah of ikar cholim is davening for them. We said quoted this from Rav Moshe as well. And if you don't go visit them, then you don't really know exactly what to daven for. Ein adom shmiel ariya, as we saw, and therefore that is causing him, Rachman al-Aslan, to die. The Ran here has a very famous comment. This is top 10 Rans. Next one that we've had, right? We had one back on Daf Lamed, that was the marriage one. Daf Chafches, that was the Dina de Bachus Adina one. But here is the next one. The Nadarim Daf Mem. The Ran seems to possibly have had another Gyrsa in our Gemara. But he has a comment on that line, on the top of the top left. E mevaki shel avrachamim, lo sheyichye v'lo sheyamus. He does not daven lo sheyichye v'lo sheyamus. So we just understood that line in one way. The Rando has another understanding. Nira be'enai, and all the achronim, everyone, discussed this Ran. Nira be'enai tahachi ka'amar. Pa'amim shetzarach levakish rachamim alachole sheyamus. Halavai, this Ran should only be discussed in the Beis Medrash and never l'maisa. The Ran says there are some times that a person has to ask, Rachmanis has to daven to Hashem, should daven to Hashem, that the chola they know should die. If somebody is in such a painful, terrible state, the person is not allowed, the relative, the friend, is never, never allowed to do something to hasten the death. Chas v'shalom. The Ran never said that, physically, but in terms of davening, that the person should die. So the Ran says, sometimes a person reaches a state where al derech ha-teva, it's not going to happen. So that's why one has that, the Ran says, sarich. Is it allowed? Is it a good thing? He says the word sarich. Where do we see this? Like if he's in such pain, what's his raya? His raya is the maid servant of Rebbe, Ksubis Kuftalid, where Rebbe is very sick, and the Rabbanim in the Beis Medrash keep davening for him and davening for him, and the angels, the Gemara says, the Elyonim are davening, and he's held between the Shemayim Ba'aretz. And his maidservant sees, he runs to the bathroom, he's wearing his tefillin, he takes his tefillin off, he comes back, he puts his tefillin back on, and back and forth, he's in such pain and difficulty. So what does the maidservant do? The maidservant stands up and davens that the Elyonim should win, and the Rabbanim don't stop, and she takes a shard, and she breaks it, and ultimately, the Rabbanim stop davening for a second, and the angels are all able to overcome. So you see from there, says the Ran, that sometimes there are, like the maidservant did, sometimes there's a certain situation where one has to daven or do something that to remove the moneah, right? That's not killing. The maidservant didn't kill Rebbe. She removed the moneah for death.
right? The moneah was that the Rabbanim and the Beis Medrash were davening. She removed that moneah, and then nature took its course. This is a big discussion in the Achronim. First of all, the Ran is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Ran is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, and others, that it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the other Rishonim. The Ran quotes in, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, let me just find it, in Shin Lamed Hey. He talks about this. Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about this. Others, let me just read you a couple of the tshuvas. Ramosha in Choshe Mishpat, in Chelek Beis, Simin Ayin Gimel, talks about, he wrote a letter, we'll just find it, Im Yesh Cholim She'en Litin Lem Trufos Laharachas Chayeim. He talks about relating to that Ran, Im Yesh Anashim Cholim Ke'elu She'en Litin Lem Eze Minei Refus Laharach Chayeim Ksas Yoser. Does one always have to extend life? You need the Gdoli Hador to answer these kashas. Are there times that you don't have to give medicine to extend the life of a person? So, Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara in Ksubis right here. And he quotes, V'nakat zeh ha-gemar lashmina, she'ika lefamim, she'tzorach lespalel al ha'adam, kishemitzta'er, ve'ein mo'ilin, minei refuas lerepuaso, v'atfilo she'yisrapeh lo niskablu, tzorach lespalel av she'yamus. You see that, and that's he quotes. That's what the Ran says. In Nedarim, and he quotes our Ran, who quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. Umishem hachi ka'amar, the mavakar zachol ha-gorim lo she'yichye, tanu she'moel betfilaso, afilu lichyos, tezeo berov ha-cholim, fezeo she'tzorach ha-mavakar, lispal ha-beruba deruba pa'amim, umishen ha-mavakar, ain't tzorach lomar she'en ha-moel lichyos, afilu idigala ha-nam, emisa, right, sometimes you have to daven the other way. That's where Moshe quotes, ube'inshe kehai gavna, she'harofim makirim, she'yef shalol lisrapos v'lichyos, if these types of terrible, tragic situations, says Rav Moshe, va'af lo she'yichye kamo she'u chola b'lo yisurin, aval efshe litin lo same refuah laharich yamav, kamo she'u nimsa atah b'yisurin, ein litin lo mini refuah se'le yinichim kamo she'hem. One does not, and maybe is not allowed, to give them these types of medicines to lengthen. Chas v'shalom, to give them a medicine to shorten. Right, that's murder. Even one moment. Afilu l'rega achas. Hu b'chashivas shofech damim. Avo she'iyu b'sheiv al taseh. Right, what is an impediment of to death? What is an impediment to life? Right, these are very serious shailas that one always has to ask the Gdolei HaPoskim. Rav Moshe adds in, by the way, food and oxygen are not included in this. That is not considered lengthening life. That's considered basic needs. The cholam mesukan shein yochol lenshom, a cholam mesukan that cannot breathe. Sarech litim lo chamtzan, oxygen in parentheses. Afshu ba'ofen sheyefsel raposo, even if he can't be healed. Sharihu lahakel miyisurav. That is a terrible pain if a person can't breathe. Ta yisurin mimash sheyefsel lenshom he miyisurim gedolim vachamtzan misalkan. Avakimet. So he discusses this Ran. That is Rav Moshe. If you look in the others, that's it's Eliezer, classic discusses this, and I'll read it to you from the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says in Mincha Shlomo, Aleph Tzadi Aleph, Rav Shlomo also discusses this, where he says, Amnam Pashinu Barah, Davagav Shachayim Shal Meshutakim, Einam Klal Chayim, Lufi HaMusagim, Apshutim Shalanu, V'kashim Od Koach HaSavel Shal HaChol HaVagam Al Mishpachto, even though if somebody, let's say, is comatose, is a vegetable, and that is a terrible state to live in, Im Kol Zos, Hinenu Mitzuvim, V'gam Chayavim, L'Hishtadel, B'kum V'aseh, L'Harachas Chayim Shal Meshutakim. But we have to do whatever, we have to wear Machal Shabbos for them, we have to do everything for them to lengthen their lives. Rav Shlomo Zalman says beautifully, we can't judge the value of life. That's only something from Hashem. Even if you have a very old, sick, Mukashkin person, Shchere Shote Gamur, and the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. Right? We don't measure life. Ve'inu yachol lasu shum mitzvah v'chayev v'heim rak l'masa v'savah gadol mishpachto. Or mechal Shabbos for them. Afilu hachi mitzvah v'gol Yisrael l'shtadav v'lasu batzalasu. But says Rav Moshe, amazed, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, but at the same time, you could daven that Hashem should do his, what he needs to do. Right? Mikol makom, gam ba'osa shah, Hashem mevakesh u'mispalel Hashem shachol yamus, gam ken chayev l'sasek ba'atzalaso, u'lechal avas ha'shabes, afilu kama pa'amim. That's where Moshe says, that's where Shlomo Zalman says. And he continues, that's an Aleph Simin, Sadi Aleph. Again, not all Achronim are as Lechatchila in terms of this. I know some say, you know, they temper the Ran, because the Ran is not quoted in the postgame. The other Rishonim don't quote this. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote this. So they say maybe it's just better to daven in a little more general term. Hashem, help this person be out of his pain. Which could be interpreted different ways. Right? A family member especially might find it difficult to daven for such a thing. So what could daven? Hashem, do what's best for this chole. And that's generally what is more comfortable for Rachmana Litzlan in many situations. Just to daven, Hashem, help this person out. Help this person. You know what's best. Help this person not be in pain anymore. And Hashem either will do an ace, or he'll do what naturally is going on. Okay, that's the Ran. Let's continue. Rava, right in the middle of the Amud. Today we're really spending more time on Amud Aleph, obviously, because Amud Beis is only three lines. Says the Gemara, Rava, Yoma Kadma Dechalish, Amr Laho, Lo Tiglu Le'inish, Tlo Lisra Mazle, Rava, on the first day when he got sick, he told people, don't tell people I'm sick. Don't tell people, Tlo Lisra Mazle, I don't want my mazel to go down. What does that mean? What does that mean, that his mazel is going to go down? So you look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish says on top on the fourth line, the Dilma mitzal ala alter. Maybe this is something very not serious, so I'll quickly get better. Inami de lo lishtoi mi li lave. They won't talk about me. What does that mean, they won't talk about me? So the Rush says right here, because people who don't like me might start talking about me, they might be bringing up Midas Hadin, and then they'll see Midas Hadin from Shamayim, and it might be bad for me. It'll be worse. Through the Marsha says, "Atiftach pelasantan." Right? People will be talking about the terrible state that the person's in, so they won't want people to be discussing it. But that's only the first day. Mikan ve'elach, after the first day, he wants people. Then Amar Lahon, Puku v'achrizu v'shuka, go announce it in the shuk, tell people to make a mishaberek for me, said Rava, to call the sunny lay, lichdi lay, because whoever hates me will be happy. V'ksiv v'fol yivchal tismach. And the Pasuk says in Mishlei, and also in Pirkei Avos, Shmuel HaKatan says, v'fol yivchal tismach, don't be happy when your enemies fall, and my enemies will be happy, and Hashem will see that, and he'll see, okay, that's enough tsaris. That's enough tsaris, that will help me get better. So it'll be a good thing for my enemies to be celebrating. And derachim li, libay alei rachami. And those who love me will daven for me. Right? So therefore, after the first day, I wanted to become public. Right? Other different opinions about that in the Mefarsha. Amar Rav, kol mavakar es ha-chole, nisal midin shel gehenim. Anyone who's mavakar chole is saved from the din of gehenim. Shenemar Ashrei Maskil Eldal Biyom Ra Yimaltehu. Praised is the one Maskil, the one who's Maskil and uses his intellect Eldal for the poor person, which means here the sick person. Biyom Ra Yimaltehu Hashem. On the day of Ra, Hashem will save him. So we darshan the pasuk. Ein Dal Elachola. Dal means someone who's sick. Shenemar Midala Yevatzeni. From the state of Dalus, sickness, Hashem save me. Inami min hadinkra, or from this pasuk, madua atakachadal, recorded by when Amnon is pretending to be sick in order to get Tamar. Madua atakachadal ben hamelech baboker. Why are you so sick? So see dal v'gomer. So see dal means sick. Ein ra ela gehenim, and ra in the pasuk, I'm saved from ra, saved from gehenim. Shenemar kapal Hashem l'maneu v'gam rasha liyom ra'a. So you see, Russia is in ra'a. So he's safe from Gehenim. V'im biker maskaro. So, and if he visits the sick, what's his schar? Says the Gemara, we just said. Maskaro k'da'amar. Nisal midin shel Gehenim. We just said, that's his schar. Ela maskaro ba'olam hazeh. What's his schar even in this world? Right, we said, peros olam hazeh and olam haba. What's the schar in this world? Says the Gemara, Hashem yishmereyu v'yichayeyu v'ushar ba'aretz v'altitneyu b'nefesh oivav. What does that mean? So, Hashem Yishmereyu miyetzer hara. Hashem will give him extra special siyata d'shmaya from the yetzer hara. V'yechayeyo min ha-yisurin. It'll save him from yisurin and pain he's supposed to have in this world. V'ushar ba'aretz. He'll be happy in the land. She'yah kol mischabdin bo. Everybody will love him. Everybody will want to be with him. Will take pride in him. Right? Mischabdin bo. He won't be given over to his enemies. She is done with Loreya, meaning he'll have a lot of friends. He'll have a lot of friends. He'll be zocha to a lot of friends. Ken Naaman sheripu asarato. Like Naaman, whose friends helped heal his saras. Remember, Naaman was one of the non-Jewish kings, and he went to Elisha. Elisha just sent a message that he should get better. He was very upset. He's like, what, he doesn't come out to greet me? His friend said, just go into the Yarden. That's what he said to do. It can't hurt. And he went in and it was healed. So his friends were the ones that gave him that advice, and he was able to be healed. And he shouldn't have friends like Rechavam, and because of Rechavam's friends, the Malchus was split. Remember the story when the Malchus first split, Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, the question is, should he raise taxes? Should he do something in the monarchy? And the elders, the Zechanim, told him to do something, and the younger ones told him to do something else, and he listened to the younger ones, not the older, more experienced Zechanim that his father had, and it led to the splitting of the Malchus, terrible. So therefore, that's the Zechus that one has, if one is Mavagar Chola. If you look in the Karen Ora, right here in our Gemara, he goes through how all of these are Mida Kinegan Mida. Right, and that's why each are Zocha. The Iker Habikur Hulahach Zirasachola Bitshuva Ulafashvis Bemaisa. As we alluded to yesterday, when you go visit somebody who's sick, and we saw from the Meiri that you're serious in your visit, so a person realizes that it's serious, and therefore hopefully he'll do tshuva, and hopefully he'll take upon himself something that he could do better in life. And that's why the Mavake will get special Siyata Deshmaya from the Yitzhahara. V'yechayeh mi'yisurin, why is that a schar? Because when I go help out the Chola, I do something physical for him to help him out from his Yisurin. Habikura gufani l'fakeach v'tzarchav u'refuaso. Like Rabbi Akiva up above. V'ushar ba'aret shakol machabdin oso. Why? B'shvil she'ina m'schabit v'holech godle sakatan. Because I was machabit him, so people are going to give me kavod. I'm going to have friends because I went to visit him and I gave him a friend. And that's why I have a lot of friends. That's the Karen Ora, that everything is Mida Kineged Mida. The Marsha also discusses this Mida Kineged Mida as well. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yomru Lecha Yeladim B'nei V'Sakenim Star, if younger people tell you to build and older people tell you to break down, Shema l'zakenim v'altishpa l'yaladim. Listen to the zakenim, the more experienced people, not to the young folk. Shebinyan yaladim stira, because really the building of the younger could really be destruction. V'stira zakenim binyan, and the zakenim that's telling you to break down, really that could be building. V'simon l'dava, Rechavim and Shlomo. So you know that from Rechavim, who listened, if you would have listened to the zakenim, that would have been a tremendous binyan. The Marsha here gives the mashal. Imagine if you have a building, and you want to build a couple of floors on the building. And the Yeladim say, just go build. And the Zakenim say, no, you have to break down the bottom floor in order to then build a much deeper, stronger foundation in order for them to be able to build a big, tall building. So if you listen to the young folks and you just build on top, it's eventually going to fall down. That binyan is really stira. If you listen to the old folks to break down in order to build the stronger foundation, so then that would have been something that lasts forever.
Right,
so in that case, you gotta listen to the elders. Weiter. Amar Rav Shishi Breder Avidi, lo lisod inish ketsira, lo bitzlashoi dekadmaisov, lo bitzlashoi basraisa diyoma. A person shouldn't make a hospital call, a house visit, to visit their friend who's sick in the first 3 hours of the day or the last 3 hours of the day. Ki heichid lo lesak daiti min rachmi. So that you don't have an inappropriate attitude in terms of your davening. What do you mean? Tzlashoi kadmaisa ravcha daite. A lot of times, the chole in the early morning, right when they wake up, they're better. They feel better. They just had a good night's sleep. They feel better than they really are. So you're going to see them. You're not going to daven so hard for them because you think they're better than they really are. Bas raisa talk of kol shein. At the end of the day, after a long, hard day, so they're even weaker. So you should go, you know, in the middle of the day, regular visiting hours. If you don't have any other choice, you know, you have to, then you could go in the other hours if there's no other choice to go, as long as, the Mefarshim say that it's a visit for the goodness of the patient, not for the goodness of the person that wants to go visit. The post can talk about. Sometimes it might be hard for the patient to talk and to focus. And, you know, one has to realize that if he wants to be alone and he wants to rest, he has to rest. Lahabdil, you have a similar idea by a shiva call. One goes to a shiva call, one has to be very sensitive. If the person is, it's 10:30 at night, and I'm the only one there, and the avil is yawning, I should try to get the message. And I should realize that the shiva call is for the avil. It's not for the mavaker. So too, by the person here, by the mitzvah, it's for the chole and not the mavaker. And again, tefillah, as we see from this Gemara, tefillah is a major part of the visit. If you look in the Isha Yisrael, in Hilchas Tefillah, he quotes, in Rifa'enu, Beberchas Rifa'enu, Yachol is Pala Alachol, the Rifu'a Shalema, Vomer Barei, and you can add in, Vomer Ba, Rifa'enu Ploni Ben Plonis, Vimnisfal Vanochas Achol, and Zorch Lazkar Shmo, if you're davening next to the Chola, you don't have to say it. You could just say, Kelna Rifa'enala. Right, like Moshe and Miriam. You don't have to say the name of the Chola if you're davening in the presence of the Chola. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes here in the footnote, Derashoy lispalo bebracha zu gama chola sheinamanshe beso. Right, even in Rifa'enu, it doesn't have to be somebody from your family. Anybody that you know, you want to daven for a Chola, that can be done in Rifa'enu, because we add in, and we also say it in plural, because we include all Chola Yisrael. Viter. Amaravin, Amarav, Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu Zon is a Chola. How do you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one that Zon and sustains the Chola? Shenemar Hashem Yisadenu al Erez Davoi Vachulu Yisadenu. He supports them on their sick bed. Amaravin, and that's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there, and we know the following as well. Amaravin, Amarav, Minayin Shashchina Shorla Malam Matos HaShachola. How do you know that the Shechina is Shore on the top of the bed of the Chola? Hashem's there. Shenemar Hashem Yisadenu al Erez Davoi. He's there. That's where the Brisa says. If you go visit the Chola, you shouldn't sit on a bed. You shouldn't sit on any type of raised chair. The Ran says here, and it's quoted in the Ramah, this only applies if the Chola is on the floor. You can't be above them. If the Chola is on a bed, then you could also be on a chair. Right, it's fine. You don't have to be. You're just not allowed to be above. You're not allowed to be above the Chola, looking down, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is on that level. Ela misateif. What should you do? Misateif yoshiva gabe karka. You should do ituf. We quoted yesterday from the Tzitz Eliezer. Does this mean mamish ituf, or does it just mean ituf in terms of seriousness of purpose? It doesn't mean to be sad, right? You could joke around to make them feel good, also. Right, the Gemara in Tainus about the two people who got olam haba because they were batchanim. So the Gemara says, "Misati v'yoshiva gabekarka v'breisha shchina sheruya lamala mimitaso shochola." The shchina is there. Shenemar Hashem yisadenu al eres davai. Someone has to be know when they go or mevaker chola that it is something that is serious and very important, and take care and do everything they can in terms of visiting. That's what the Meiri also says here. I quoted this yesterday. Lo yeshu v'akar, lo yeshu agabi mitzav, lo asafso, misate v'yeshu agabi karka, umavaki shalav rachamim, and that could also lead for the chola to do tshuva. Ukshiro azeh yoshev b'mekomos ha-gvoim, misyashis min ha-tfila. If the chola sees you're sitting above him, he'll think, oh, I'm a nothing. He's above me and I'm lower down. So therefore, that's another reason why. Not just because of the Hashem, but because you want to make sure that the chola doesn't think of you as, oh, he's above and I'm below. Viter, once we had Ravin and Rav Dimi, so in Ravin Amarav, we quote something totally different context, but it's Ravin Amarav talking, so here it is. V'amaravin Amarav, Mitra B'marva Sadarava Pras. If there is rain in Eretz Yisrael, you know how there's rain in Eretz Yisrael? If the Euphrates River is overflowing in Bavel, then you know the top of this river all the way back, it must be a lot of rains in Eretz Yisrael. So that's how you know that it's raining in Eretz Yisrael a lot if the river is overflowing. Lamai nafkamina, why is that important to know? The Ran says, for Hilchas Mikvah. We know there are two types of bodies of water that you could go into mikvah. You could have rainwater, as long as it's not moving, what's called ashborin, that's a mikvah gathered, or you could have zochalin, you could have moving water, but that's not rainwater. Zochalin has to be from a spring, from a river, from water that has the source as being underground. Those are the choices. So this is nafkamina. If you know the Euphrates is overflowing, so what Rav is saying is that you know that there's mostly rainwater in here now, and therefore you cannot use it as a mikvah, because it's moving. And you have to have it as ashborin, not moving, and this is now Zochalin. Upliga de Shmuel, and this statement of Rav argues on Shmuel Darmer Shmuel. Nara mikipim isbarech. Shmuel says that rivers always... most of what rivers have is from underneath. It's from the underground springs under the river. It's from the bedrock. So therefore, you don't have to worry. Even if it's overflowing, most of it is coming from from underneath. The Rishonim discuss here and elsewhere, why don't we say the principle of kama kama batel? Right when the first drops of rainwater go into the river, you should say it's batel, because it's mostly rain, mostly river water, and each one that comes in, kama kama batel. Why don't you say that? So the Rush writes right here that you only say kama kama batel up until majority. Once it's a majority, then you don't say kama kama batel anymore. Right, that's what Tosa says. Tosa writes that in Shabbos Samachay. If you look here in the Rush, he says, you don't say that by something that usually occurs, that a natural process. You also don't say kama kama batel. Right, there's always various days why you don't say that. But either way, machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Upliga de Shmuel, ad Shmuel. But there is a machlokas, a siri even within Shmuel. Shmuel says here, you don't have to worry about it. But in the following statement, he says, you do have to worry about it. Damar Shmuel, ein amayim etaren bezochlin, water, rainwater is not metaher bezochlin, well, it is moving, ella, only when, pras, biyome tishrei bilvad, when are you allowed to use the rivers? Only the Euphrates and Tishrei. Tishrei is all the way at the end of the rainy season. Rosh Cheshvan is the beginning of the next rainy season. So in Tishrei, you can know there's hardly any rain in here, and that's when you could use this as a mikvah. They're right, only when it's known. Right, the Ron says it's lav dafka. It just means when there's very, very little, there's a good chance that you know that there's not too much rain in here. So that's against the earlier statement of Shmuel. Avua de Shmuel aved lahan mikvos labante biyomi nisan umavse biyomi tishrei. Shmuel's father used to make mikvahs for Shmuel's sisters, meaning his daughters. What did he do? He built mikvahs for his daughters in Nisan. Nisan, which is right after the winter. And he was nervous that there would be too much rainwater in the rivers. So he built them indoor mikvahs, right, in order for them to use it, because he was nervous, obviously. And in Tishrei, when they used to go in the rivers and there was no worry of the rain, he used to use mafatzim, which are mats at the bottom of the water, because he was worried, as the Mefarshim explained, of the mud getting between the toes. So therefore, he built the mats to be on. So who do we paskin like? Which Shmuel do we paskin like? Machlokas Rishonim. The Ron here quotes a Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam. And others, Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Shmuel, and others paskin like Avua de Shmuel. And this ends up being a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you look at Hilchos Mikvos, meaning, are you allowed to go into the rivers in the rainy season? That's the machlokas here. So if you look in the machlokas Shmuel and Avua de Shmuel, if you look in Reish Aleph, Siv Beis. Reish Aleph is the simon in Mikvos. Simon Reish is the last simon in Hilchas Nida, as we know. Tefillah, and Reish Aleph has 75 seifim. It's huge. So right there, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mei Ma'ayan Metarin Af Bezochalin. First day, Al Mei Ma'ayan, spring water is Betar Bezochalin. Mei Geshamim Ein Betarin Ela Ba'ashborin. Rainwater is only Ba'ashborin when it's not moving. Pirish. Makom Amok Shem Iskansi Bo Amayim V'nikra Ashborin. Avodei Zechila Psulin Min HaTorah. But if it's water, if it's moving, it's pasul midaraisa. Hayu azochlin imhem lechud below mayan. Hayu zochlin min amayan misarvim imhanotvim shehem megeshamim. If they're mixed together, hariakol kemayan lechol davar. It's all like a mayan. Vim rabu anotvin al azochlin. If the rainwater gets to be the majority, v'chinim rabu megeshamim al mein nahar einam atar mezochlin el abashborin. You gotta create an Ashborin. Ramah. He says, that's what you should do. Lachadchila. Vaval yeish matirin. Litval benaros bakal ashana. Afrishas agashamim vafshar shlogim. But some are matir, says the Ramah, to be tovel in mikvahs even at the time of rain and the time that the snows are melting. So there's a lot of rain in here. There's a lot of water in here from the rain. V'rabu anotven ala zochlin. Why? Mishum de'ikr gidol anar hu mimakom mikaro. Who does he quote in parentheses? Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein nogu brova makomos b'makom shein mikvah. V'ein limchos b'yadanog in l'hakel ki ish lema mashiyas mochu. So l'chadchila, you should try not to, but if this is the only place that you have this river, so go in the river. That's what he says. Umiyo yesh li zoyer, but don't go in a river which is totally rainwater. He says, let's say there's a river that's totally dry in the winter, in the summer, and in the winter there's water, so you know that's all rainwater, so that you shouldn't go in. Yesh li zoyer mi lukwa benara mishava lagamre edik shamim. Ukshein shamim posik lagamre, avu vishashayin arashof from latocho, even though others empty into it, that's something that you shouldn't do. That's the Ramah in Yaradeya. Okay, we will stop here. B'Hashem, the next stop will be put up from the, again, the last cycle. And B'Hashem, we will continue again next time with the following daf.